I honor myself. I honor myself. Do you honor yourself? Do you think that you're a wonderful person? Do you think that you're a delightful person, a harmonious person? Do you honor yourself? Well, if you went by a garbage dump and it smelled terrible, would you stop breathing for a little while until you got past it? You'd do your best to breathe as little as possible until you got past that terrible smell. You'd hold your nose. You'd do everything like that. When you are among people who are belittling and deriding the world and people about them, do you shut off your ears? Do you listen to an inner music box that's playing a more beautiful song for you to hear to listen to? When you're going by a hospital, do you think, oh, that's where ladies go to have babies? How about that? How wonderful. Or do you like to watch hospital shows? Do you like to watch these doctor shows and so forth like that and see how the doctors handle their patients and things like that? Where do you put your attention? How do you honor yourself? By what do you honor yourself? By what do you give your attention to that you would like to have be embossed on your mind, embossed on your body, embossed on your life, as part of your nature? We have to be very cautious because we have come into a world which has a variety of people in it. We have people who have happy thoughts and people who have sad thoughts. We have people who have noble and altruistic, beautiful thoughts of joy, and others who have ignoble and altruistic thoughts. Now, what are these altruistic thoughts? Well, these thoughts that are altruistic are ones that are seeking for our benefit. Now, is it your benefit to have great wealth and to have happiness and to have joy and peace and happy, healthy bodies? Or is it your altruistic thought to have things go badly for other people and not for you? We have to stop and think often, how do we honor ourselves? How do we honor ourselves? Parents oftentimes tell the children, you're known by the company you keep. And when the children run around with naughty little boys and girls, we say, you're known by the company you keep. And our children, who have been well-trained and who have been well-loved and beloved, they say, but Mommy, he's not naughty when he's with me. And is this true? Can naughty children not be naughty when they're with our good children? Can naughty thoughts not be naughty when they're with our good self? When we say, gee, I wish I was whole and perfect, that really is a naughty thought. Because the good thought says, all is in divine order. The good thought says, I'm whole and perfect. The good thought says, I am, if I wish, a child of the infinite. Not a child of the finite, child of the infinite. I am the infinite. I am the allness. I am the goodness of the world. Now, is that the kind of thought I hold in my mind? Is that the kind of thought I beloved in me? Do I honor myself with all of that? You're going to church. You're going to put on your going to church clothes. Is that your overalls and your dungarees and so forth? Why is it that you want to have your nice clothing when you're going to church? Well, you're going to go to be among everybody else who goes into that house of God, into that house of worship, into that house of respect. And so if you're going to that house of worship, that house of respect, you want to have your nice clothes on, you're going to meet and clothes. If you're going to a formal dance, you wear formal clothes, or you don't go to the dance, because you don't fit. You don't belong. If you're going out to dinner, what's the first thing you do? What did your mommy tell you? Before you come to the table, wash up. You've been playing. We all read the stories of the bubonic plague and all of these other diseases, and doctors didn't know about cleanliness, and they didn't know about washing their hands after they had dealt with someone who was ill before they went to another person. Why is it that mothers say, wash your hands before you come to the table? Because you're leaving the play dirt outside. Not that it's bad dirt, but it's the play dirt. You're leaving that self of you that was having so much fun. It was eating your bushel of dirt before you die. That self of you that was so much fun, you're leaving that outside. And when you come inside, you honor the house. Your mother cleans the house, and you come in with your dirty clothes, and the house gets all dirty because you brought in your dirty clothes. Oh, don't go sitting on the Davenport there with those dirty overalls. You've been playing in the mud. Your overalls are not bad. The mud is not bad. It's just that that's not the place for it. You honor the Davenport. You honor your mother's labors in keeping the house clean and nice, that she feels it should be clean and nice. Now, you maybe don't feel that way. Maybe you can live in a trashy place. Maybe you can live in a place where you don't mind a lot of dirt and a lot of mess around. But if you've been raised by your mommy and your mother likes to have a clean house, you can be sure you like a clean house too, because that is something that you have grown into. That's something that you learned about. That's something that you, it's become part of your nature. You honor that self. You honor your own inner desire. When you are done eating, you don't leave the dirty dishes on the table. When you are done in the kitchen, you don't leave spots here and there. You don't leave things that had fallen on the floor there. You sweep it all up and make the kitchen all nice so that when it's your next meal is being ready to made, it can be made in a clean, honorable place. When we honor ourselves, we honor ourselves in simple, beautiful ways, but we honor ourselves because that's the way we have trained ourselves. We have trained ourselves to do that as we grow up. One mother says, I don't know why my son just leaves his clothes around. I don't know why he drops this and drops that, and I don't know why. And another father said to me, I don't know why my son never puts his clothes away. I don't. And I said, do you put your clothes away? And the father says, that's my house. I don't have to. Well, hey, that's your son's house too, isn't it? He doesn't have to either. You see, if we show respect for our house, our children are going to show respect for our house. It's not a matter we're going to have to teach it to them. We do that too. But we live it. We live that respect because that is part of our nature. That's what we have grown up into. We have taken a statement from the Bible. Honor thy father and thy mother. Honor thy father and thy mother. And what does that mean? That our parents have to be honorable and then we honor them? Or that we just honor them as the way to do? So we honor our parents as a way to do. And when we honor our parents, then we honor our children. We honor our friends. We don't go around with a friend that we don't honor. Sometimes we go around with someone who frightens us and they sort of force us to be in their company, but that's not honor. When you have honor for yourself, you are never intimidated by anything. You are never pushed around by anything. You live your life so beautiful and so pure, so wonderful. You would never bring children into your house as a child that your mother and father would not approve of. You'd never have a boyfriend or a girlfriend that your parents didn't approve of. Not because your parents had a schnoody, but your parents have high values for you, and they want you to have the best of everything in your life. And you have the best of everything in your life when you honor yourself. So whenever you feel like dishonoring yourself by drinking liquor, by running around smoking cigarettes, by having bad language, by telling tales about yourself or other people, or being unkind to anyone at any time. Just remember, that's not honoring yourself. That's dishonoring what was brought forth in what's called you. And you are the highest, and you're the best, and you're the most wonderful in the world. As you honor that, you demonstrate that in every area of your life. So today, when you say, I feel good, you're honoring your body. When you say, I don't feel good, you're dishonoring your body. So you just tell your body, hey, I feel good, I feel wonderful. And pretty soon, thoughts of illness and thoughts of unhappiness go away. And only thoughts of goodness remain to stay. It's up to you to enjoy your life and enjoy the world that you're living in by honoring it. By honoring yourself first. And then, of course, you honor everyone else too. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely life. And know that that honor came from something greater and more wonderful than you'll ever realize. It came from your mommy and daddy. And it came from God. And it's who you are. I honor me. And I honor you. And it's a joy to be honorable. I love you. I love you. I love you.